COP28, will there be language in the final draft that says phase out of fossil fuels?
We will not sign our gift certificate. We cannot sign on to text that does not have strong commitments on phasing out fossil fuels.
That's Samoa's Minister for Natural Resources and Environment. There was originally language in the draft that said fossil fuels will be phased out. Another draft emerged and didn't have it. And now both sides are going to the mattresses over what it will actually say when it's finalized. Fossil fuels, gas, oil, coal, the number one cause of climate change. The fight over Kashmir flares again.
Pakistan categorically rejects the judgment announced by the Supreme Court of India.
That's Pakistan's foreign minister after India's Supreme Court upheld a decision by the Indian government to make Jammu and Kashmir a state and set a local election date. The two have been fighting over the Kashmir region since the end of British colonial rule more than 75 years ago. The sky above the area near Israel's southern border with Gaza was filled with smoke on Monday evening as Israel's aerial bombardment and ground offensive against Hamas continues.
People scramble for aid at Rafah, apparently after trucks crossed over the border on Monday, bringing much-needed supplies to locals. It comes as Palestinians face severe shortages of food, water and other basic goods in the Gaza Strip. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This is VOA News. Poland's prime minister lost a vote of confidence on Monday, clearing the way for a broad coalition of pro-European Union parties led by Donald Tusk to take power. The vote ends 8 years of rule by the Nationalist Law and Justice Party, which critics say undermined judicial independence, turned state-owned media into a propaganda outlet, and fomented prejudice against minorities like immigrants and the LGBTQ community. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky will meet with top U.S. lawmakers, the head of the International Monetary Fund, and U.S. President Joe Biden during his visit to Washington this week. Zelensky is due to arrive on Monday in Washington, where he'll meet with the IMF managing director. He's been invited to address U.S. senators on Tuesday morning. President Vladimir Putin attended a televised flag-raising ceremony on Monday for two nuclear submarines that he said were part of a strategic drive to project Russian naval power. He traveled to the shipbuilding yard, saying both nuclear-powered vessels would take up duty in the Pacific. ECOWAS has said it will consider easing sanctions on Niger. Reuters correspondent David Doyle says that's depending on the outcome of negotiations to return to democracy.
That announcement was in a communique on Sunday after the West African Regional Bloc's annual summit. Here's ECOWAS President Omar Touri.
The authority will progressively ease the sanctions imposed on Niger.
The stated aim of the ECOWAS committee, comprising the leaders of Benin, Sierra Leone and Togo, is to agree with Niger's junta on a short transition roadmap and work towards the speedy restoration of constitutional order.
That is Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Barbie, the movie, leads the nominations at the Golden Globe Awards with 9. Here's AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta.
Hi, Barbie!
Hi, Ken.
Barbie is up for Best Comedy Movie Drama, as well as acting nominations for Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling and 3 of its original songs. Oppenheimer has 8, including movie drama and acting for Cillian Murphy, Robert Downey Jr., and Emily Blunt. Succession leads the nominations in TV categories with 9, including Best TV Drama. The Golden Globes had come under fire 2 years ago for ethical lapses and lack of diversity in its membership, problems that its leadership says have been corrected. The Golden Globes will air live on CBS on January 7th. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
And in Washington, D.C., I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.
VOA. It's the hits.